Hello and welcome to Jumpstart. Now, this is the only show that goes around in all the townships trying to find those businesses that you can start with just 1,000 rands. Now, today I'm out in Mfula South about to meet Xoliswa, who owns Chi Chi's African Foods, and she's about to tell us how she jumpstarted this business alongside her husband. Let's get inside and see what they're all about. Xoli.
Yes, ma'am.
How are you, my darling?
I'm good, and how are you?
I want to shake your hand while you're stirring. You good?
I'm good, thanks. And how are you?
I'm good, thank you.
Yes.
Chi Chi's Afro Foods.
Yes, Afro Dishes.
Afro Dishes.
Yeah, boy.
Before I even started the interview, I think I need to put something on my head just so that we are clear with your cooking space. Am
no
I right?
No problem.
While I put this on, Chi Chi, tell me a little bit about yourself, where you're from.
I'm a lady, as a guy, see, I grew up here in Soweto.
Okay.
Actually, I used to work.
Okay.
Before I decided to start my own thing with my husband.
Okay.
So, it's not been a long
time
since we've started. I think so, we're about a month now.
Oh, okay.
And so far, we're doing great. We started as little as we could with the Abona, with a smaller amount that we get from work, where we used to work previously. So yeah, we grew up to where we are now.
That's very interesting, Xoli. But why did you and your husband decide you were going to leave the jobs that you're in just to start this business?
You know what? We wanted to follow our dream. So it was our passion. My husband is the one that was the master
mastermind behind everything.
And I had to follow since as a wife, but because I had love for food, and I thought, you know what, why not? So that's where we started our own thing, because sometimes we have to wake up in the morning, go to work, we don't have time for kids, especially when we are working in retail. So we thought, okay, you know what, let's do this, and then we will have time for our family, we have time to on our own as well, you understand. So that's when we started our own business.
Talking about the time that the business now gives you to be with your family,
yes.
How much of a change have you seen just in your life as a family since you started this business?
Yo, my sister, to be honest, yes, it is tiring. You know, when you, it's different from where we are when you are in a working environment. Mm. You understand? And now you have to do your own thing, because you have to put all your energy there. You have to put all your passion there and everything that you've got.
Yeah.
So in terms of Indaba as a family, you have to make sure that you are there for your kids. You have to check their homework. You have to do all those things. But you know what? We try to schedule. The business comes first, but most of all, our kids come first.
That's so true.
Yeah.
That is so true. Tell me about the things that you sell. I mean, you guys have been here for 2 months, but I hear your food is really great, which means you're a good cook at home, right?
Thank you. I'll take that as a compliment.
Just take me through some of the stuff that you sell.
Wow. You know, we sell a lot of things, you know. We've got nyama yenhloko.
Okay.
But we sell elite meat. We've got isibindi. We've got inhliziyo. We've got chicken, obviously. Well, we all love chicken.
Of
who
course.
Doesn't? So, yeah, those are our dishes. But we make sure that we put them in a way which we are it's an African food, you understand, that we cook it in a way which abantu basekhaya, they will know, good, okay, this is how we eat it, this is how we used to it, even though we might change it there and there.
Mm.
But they love our taste.
Just to give it that shush.
Yes, they love our taste.
So Xoli, tell me, what are the challenges that you've come across so far? I mean, you guys have been in the business for 2 months.
Yeah.
I'm sure by now you're getting the hang of things. What are the problems that you've seen in the time that you've been in this business?
You know what? In terms of challenges that we've had, it's about where we stock our products.
Okay.
You get to a certain butcher where we normally stock, and then you find out what you're looking for, it's not there. Like, for instance, we're selling elite meat, and elite meat is different. Oh my God. It's different from other inkoga as tenswai.
So the problem is that the butcheries that you go to sometimes are inconsistent.
Yeah, are inconsistent with the terms of the food that we are selling. But overall, so far, we haven't had major hiccups except for that.
Mm.
You understand?
How much, given the basis that you've been in the business for two months, how much do you generally make in a month?
Okay, our turnover so far, it has been about 15,000. Remember, this was just an introduction of our business.
Mm.
And obviously people are still getting to know us, getting to know of what we sell, what we are about. But I'm sure with the coming month, things will definitely be different.
Mm. Yeah. I'm sure there's a lot of mothers around here who won't be cooking suppers anymore.
Exactly, exactly. You know, especially with the takeaways, people are now, you know what, lazy to cook, and they think, okay, you know what, why not get some takeaways?
It's convenient.
Exactly.
And it's African convenience.
It is.
So, Toli, in the future, where do you see this business going?
In the future, I want to see us growing as a business, growing on our food that we're selling. I want to see us being out there, having our own logo, our own name being advertised, and in terms of advertising as well, that we may be known by, you know, grow our business as much as we can.
Do you think this business could eventually run to be a family business? Because I see you started with your husband.
Yes.
Do you want to see this being a legacy for your children?
It depends on them, but I would love to see that, you know, because as we have started the business from the scratch, so we are planning to grow it as much as we can. So even if it means we grab our kids to come and join us, so why not?
And so I see you starting them at a very young age.
At a very young age, so they know the basics, that you have to make sure that your place is clean, you have to make sure that you wear protection when you're serving customers, you're serving them with a smile, you know, all those little basics that we can teach them. So we inform them as much as we can.
Goli, you're a true inspiration. Lastly, if somebody wants to start a business of this nature, what advice would you give them?
Firstly, you have to have a passion for what you're doing, because if you don't have a passion for what you're doing, you're not going to last forever.
That's true.
So you have to love what you're doing and do it wholeheartedly. Then you're definitely going to see the stars.
So here's what you'll need to jumpstart your Afro Foods business. 5 kilograms of chicken pieces will cost you 80 rands. 10 kilograms of maize meal will cost you 103 rands. Condiments are only 100 rands, whereas a 2-plate gas stove will only set you back 400 rands. A 9-kilogram gas cylinder will only cost you 190 rands. Now that's a total of 873 rands to jumpstart your Afro Foods business. Toli, thank you so much for letting us into your business. You've been a true inspiration, and I will be back maybe 2 years or so to see how this business is going.
It's really, really, really a pleasure for me for stepping by. I really appreciate you stepping by to my business. Thank you so much.
It's an absolute pleasure.
Thank you.
And there you have it. That was Goli of Chichi's Afro Foods telling us how she and her husband jumpstarted this business, in which one day they hopefully want it to become a legacy for their kids. Thank you for watching Jumpstart. Until next time, goodbye.